Welcome, everyone. My name is David Greenwald. I'm the founder of the Leanness Lifestyle University program. Today, I have on the phone a special client and guest, Sam Birch from Georgia. Sam, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
We're talking to Sam today. I'm going to talk to Sam today and interview him because he's made an incredible transformation, has been incredibly successful with the program, and want to find out more about him, what he did, how he did it, and how everything's going. So, Sam, if you don't mind, would you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and just give us some background?
Okay, I'm Sam Birch from Fayetteville, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta, just south of Atlanta. And I'm 50 years old and married to Susan Howell Birch, who I've been with for 28 years. We have two children, Robert, who is 25 years old, married and has our first grandson born just a couple of weeks ago. And then our daughter, Courtney, is a senior at Auburn University in nursing school there. I'm a real estate appraiser for 23 years and also direct choir at Covenant Presbyterian Church for 27 years, choral director there. And that's basically it.
Hey, nice job with that, by the way. That's got to be one of the best introductions I think I've heard in all these interviews I've done. You covered a lot in a short span there, very concisely. Now, you just turned 50, right?
That's correct, July.
In July, yeah. So that's just a couple of months back. So how were you first introduced to the Leanness Lifestyle?
A friend of ours and financial advisor introduced me to it. He had gone through a boot camp about a year and a half ago, and there was a newsletter that his company put out that had an interview with a personal trainer. And I called Alan to see if the trainer actually worked in my area of town and was interested in that. And as it turned out, he did not. But he said, you know, ask me more about what I was looking to do. And he said, you might want to look into this. I've done, you know, a boot camp program with David, and I was very successful in that, and you may just want to check it out. Go and, you know, look at his website. So it was really through Alan that introduced me in a very roundabout way, but he certainly had a success story to tell about his boot camp experience. So that is really how I was introduced initially to your program.
And back then, what was it that you were really looking to do? Give us your height, and what did you weigh back then, and why were you looking for something? Why were you looking to change?
Well, I'm 6 feet tall. I was at 277 pounds back then, and my main motivation really at the time, you know, there was nothing real physical going on with me, although other than what you would imagine being overweight, but I was still relatively healthy, but I didn't want to be fat and 50, and that was the main motivation, at least initially. I was 49 years old at the time, and knew the 50th birthday was coming, and I was tired of being fat, and so that was the initial, like I say, motivation. And I had been working out with a personal trainer and had done, you know, other programs, Weight Watchers and things in years past, and I had success with it actually back then, but not long-term success. So I was looking for a program where I could have long-term success, and this was just, you know, the program that came along. And I'm certainly a believer that things happen for a reason, so I knew that it was the time for me to get started, and the main motivation was not wanting to be fat and 50. I wanted to be fit and 50.
Yeah. Well, you said you didn't really have any health complications, even though you were 277 on the 6 foot frame, and that if I'm hearing you correctly, I think you were saying that your primary motivator was that you just didn't want to be fat and 50. But was there anything else besides just I don't want to be fat and 50? Because there's a lot of people that don't want to be fat and 50, but they are going to be fat and 50. Was there anything else that you can think of that you might have been feeling at the time or thinking at the time besides that goal? What was so big about not being fat at 50?
Well, I think part of my personality is, you know, I've had success in other endeavors, and I really have always had an ability to try to succeed and be the best at things that I could be. And I guess I came to the reality that this was a part of my life that I certainly had not been successful in, and I didn't like the way that I looked. It just, you know, was not pleasing to me. It was just time for me to take my life and to do something positive about the weight, and to certainly there were no health issues, which there really were not, other than maybe cholesterol a little bit high and different things, but I knew that long term those things would change over time if I didn't do something about the weight.
Now, you know, my program being 99% online, depending on, you know, what level of the program that someone participates in, what was it like when you first became a member, first came into Leanness Lifestyle Online as far as, you know, using the system online? What do you remember having any thoughts about when you first started using it, what that was like?
You know, I didn't really have any problems using the system. I did come into the system pretty much, well, a few weeks before a boot camp started. So I did take, you know, a couple of classes with Coach Tom, which was very beneficial, I think, even for somebody not going through boot camp, to take those classes that are, you know, will explain the online system. And I think by doing that, it really was not a difficult thing. I'm computer literate, or fairly computer literate, and I found the system to be very workable, and I really didn't have many problems with the system at all. So I found it to be, you know, very user-friendly, and especially taking, you know, the courses that are offered to get you started and up and running. There certainly is a learning curve, as there is in anything, but I did not find it difficult to learn the system and to use it and work the system.
Yeah, that's refreshing to hear, because sometimes it can be overwhelming for new people when they are either not as computer literate, or even if they are. I always say that, you know, my program being as comprehensive as it is can be kind of like learning certain aspects of Microsoft Office or something.
Right, and I think certainly with the different aspects of it, there were some that were a little more challenging than others, of the nutrition analyzer and those things that you certainly have to learn and work and get up to speed on it. But if you stick with it and go in with the mindset as I'm going to, you know, learn the system and as quick as I can and get it working for me, then there's really no excuse there, I don't think, for even those that aren't computer literate to jump in and learn the program in a fairly quick way.
That's awesome. Well, where do I sign up? Oh, wait a minute. It's the other way around. you know, a lot of people coming into, you know, any program believe that to make the kind of transformation that we're going to reveal here in just a little bit about, you know, how far you've come, they think they're going to have to exercise, you know, like Biggest Loser, 6 hours a day, you know, 7-8 hours a day, whatever it's going to take. It's going to be beyond their time abilities, and they're not going to be able to do it, because it's just going to take hours and hours and hours of exercise every day to get the results. Can you just tell us a little bit about kind of what was average for you, or what was normal for you? And I know that there are going to be some differences depending on whether you were in a, you know, really serious action phase, and feel free to discuss kind of a little bit about what that was like versus moving more into a maintenance phase. What was the reality for you, Sam?
The reality in the beginning, of course, as I mentioned before, I started boot camp, was really the first introduction to all of this. So there were specific requirements really at that point for me that we had set up. The exercise program certainly is a vital part of it, and the resistance training, weightlifting, is a part of it. For me, I have a personal trainer. It is not necessary, and it's just that I choose to do that. So I would generally work out with him 3 days a week for an hour at the time. I do about 20 minutes of cardio and about 40 minutes of resistance training, like I say, 3 days a week when I was in boot camp and the action phase. And really, to a certain extent still today, I do cardio basically the other 2 to 3 days. Usually take Sundays off and don't do anything there on that day. But the other days, either back at the gym using elliptical or bike or whatever, or out and walking the streets and really getting in the cardio that way, but basically at the gym. But it's not, certainly was not overwhelming to me. It just was getting that discipline and to either get up early and go to the gym first thing or doing it late afternoon, and even evenings. I would go, our gym is open 24 hours a day, so I would run. If I hadn't done it, I'd go at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night and get in, you know, 30 or 45 minutes of cardio during the off hours. But I found it good, and I still find it this way, that if you set aside the time and have a specific time to go and an appointment with your trainer, an appointment with yourself to go to the gym, it's just easier for me to work it out, because I have a very busy schedule, as I'm sure most people do.
You bet.
But it was not overwhelming as far as the exercise, but certainly I think a vital part of it.
What did you find for you were the best times of day to do, you know, your resistance training was scheduled with a personal trainer. What time is that normally, and what time do you find you're most likely to get in any whatever cardio you're going to do?
For me, the personal trainer typically is at 6 a.m. in the morning. So I do that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with him. Sometimes I have an appointment at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Thankfully, it's only 5 minutes from the office, so it's fairly easy. But usually 6 a.m. from 6 to 7, and to get it done first thing, and mm-hmm. then, you know, it's done for the day. My cardio was just almost the opposite of that. I would go typically after dinner, 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the evening, again to the 24-hour gym that's also 5 minutes from the house, and get that portion of it in typically at night. On Saturday, it, you know, varied as far as the time, but I stick to a fairly consistent schedule as far as the time, and just block that time out, and you know, things come up certainly, but rarely do they come up at 6 a.m. in the morning, so that seems to work best.
You bet. A lot of discipline being you know, revealed here too, Sam, when it comes to that 9 p.m. and also just getting up early enough to do it with a trainer. However, you know, having that trainer relying on you and knowing that he's going to be standing there, you know, waiting for you is definitely got to be a benefit. As far as,
and that was a big benefit for mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. and continues to be.
You
and
bet.
You know, I enjoy the time, and mm-hmm. And it's not something that I really dread
right.
doing. But I have a standing appointment. So.
Yeah, that's excellent, excellent strategy. And then the discipline for the evening. I think most people listening will readily, you know, feel or agree or believe that that 9 p.m. one, that could be the rough one, you know, and the fact that you do it pretty consistently is definitely a testament to your commitment and your ability to, you know, set a goal or make a commitment to yourself and stick to it, because it's so easy when the evening hours come and we've gotten tired from the day's work to just go, I'll catch it tomorrow.
Right. And for me, I know for some people it may be that doing cardio or exercising that late could cause you not to sleep well or to get wound up and not find it real easy to sort of unwind, but that is not the case for me.
Yeah.
So that's certainly not a problem. I have no problem mm-hmm. in that area.
Yeah, I'm the same way. A lot of individual differences there. You
sure.
bet. Well, a lot of people fear that my program, like so many others, is going to prescribe some very specific, limited diet, and they'll never be able to eat anything that tastes good again once they start. But what I want to ask is, did I prescribe a, you know, specific, you know, diet for you, and have you been able to have some treats at all? Do you have any splurges, as we call them, or have you just lived on chicken breast and broccoli over this period of time that you've lost this weight? First, were you prescribed a specific diet? Two, did it include never having anything that tastes good again?
Well, as far as the specific diet, no. excuse me. You did not prescribe a specific diet of chicken breast and broccoli and green beans, that's the wonderful thing about the system and the nutrition analyzer. You can put in the meals that you choose, certainly within the parameters, but it doesn't have to be food that is not tasty or food that you're not necessarily accustomed to. Yes, there are certain things that you need to get in, your vegetables and your fruits and your proteins and and limited fat, but it's not a specific prescribed meal. You've got to eat this at this meal. The program was very flexible, and that was the good thing, I think, about being able to choose the meals and get them in the nutrition analyzer, and as long as it met those, you know, in that criteria, then you are free, really, to do what you need to do in the program and not be bound by, you know, specific foods. As far as the splurge meals, absolutely, and that's one of the great things about it. Certainly during the action phase, we eat a splurge meal once a week, and that can be anything as long as it's within those guidelines, and as long as it's not one of your trigger foods or something that's going to make you go off and get on a binge of eating chocolate or whatever the trigger food may be. So it absolutely was not something that was so inflexible that you couldn't do really and eat the foods that you would like to eat.
One of the things you'd mentioned is, and I just thought of this, is you said when you first started, you basically kind of came right into a boot camp. And
right.
In coming into a boot camp, you were incredibly successful, and I just thought of the fact that you ended up being the top student in that boot camp. What, you know, in the boot camp is a total of 7 weeks, and it's 2 weeks of get acquainted, use the system, make sure you know how to do it, get to know, you know, the ins and outs of things, and then 5 weeks of serious action. So for you, in those 5 weeks of serious action, do you remember how much weight you lost?
Coach, I don't really, but I think it was around 30 to 35 pounds.
Wow, in the 5 weeks? Or in the 7 weeks?
You know, that was in the 7 weeks. That wouldn't have been during those 5 weeks was probably more in the 20-ish pound range.
I think that's right. Yep, I think that sounds about right.
But then I started, like I said, the couple of weeks before, and during a fairly difficult time in my life at that point. And it was, of course, before Thanksgiving and all of that. But thankfully, the program, I was still, you know, it ended before Thanksgiving, and I breezed right on through and continued to work the program. But I think during those 5 weeks intensive, about 20 pounds to maybe a little bit more than that.
Sam, how long, you came in our boot camp that starts, you know, end of September, first part of October.
Correct.
And that ends like, you know, the week before Thanksgiving is typically how we do it. We're getting ready to start another one literally as we speak. Today it starts, in fact. And, you know, how long has it been, you know, so you started about then, and are we're about a year later?
A year later, that's
yes,
right.
Okay, so it's been about a year. Now, some people listening may feel, you know what, this man sounds like he's got a tremendous number of things going for him. He sounds like someone who, you know, is committed. He sets a goal. He sticks to it. He was a top student in boot camp. He's successful in a number of other areas. He's got things I don't have. He may not have had challenges that I have. Would you just briefly discuss just a bit about any specific challenges that might be worth mentioning that others may be able to relate to? I mean, was it just, you know, was life just an absolute breeze for you in the past year, or have there been challenges that others might be able to relate to that, you know, there are difficulties in everyone's life?
Oh, there certainly, as you're well aware, have been major challenges through that. My mother-in-law passed away October 2nd of 2007 during the first actually, she was dying of cancer and was, I was down in Macon, Georgia, where she lived, the week, I guess one of the 2 weeks that was the get acquainted period during that time, and I was able really to stick to the program and do, although I didn't have internet access where I was there, but work the program as best I could even through that difficulty. I also looked after an uncle who was dying of melanoma at the time, and he actually died Christmas Day of melanoma. Then my dad died a week later after a tragic fall off of a ladder. So there certainly have been difficulties. This year is one that I certainly will remember in some not so positive ways, but certainly a blessing in my life has been the leanness lifestyle and the elite program, I think, was very beneficial. So it certainly has not been an easy year, but you know, as you preach to us that you pursue a worthy endeavor and persist without exception, the PWE squared, and the persisting without exception, I think, has certainly come home to roost with me, because certainly there are things and challenges in life that are going to get in the way, but if you're pursuing a worthy endeavor, which I certainly thought that I was doing with my personal life, and certainly the weight loss aspect of it, and the without exception was the part that was hard. You know, it'd be easy to say, well, I can't do it this week because of this, or because of doctor schedules, or because of that. But the without exception is something that you've got to just get instilled, and if it's worthy to pursue to begin with, you need to do it without exception. Mm-hmm. And that's what I guess I just sort of set my mind to and was able to accomplish.
Well, you know, as you know, you and I have discussed this, you know, at length and intimately. You know, my heart still goes out to you and the losses you did experience in the last 12 months. And I just, not to bring it down and to make this all somber, but I really did want to bring out that we all are experiencing various challenges at various times in our lives. And if we do wait for life to level out, we'll wait a lifetime, because there's always going to be something. And sometimes there's more than just something. Sometimes there are true tragedies going on, and that's where, as you said, Sam, I say that there are going to be times where it's going to be very difficult, or it's just going to be incredibly hard, but that's not the question of whether it's hard or not. It's whether it's worth it. And if it's worth it, then we do pursue that worthy endeavor without exception. And it's not easy to do, but again, that's not the question. It's about whether it's worth it. And if it's worth it to you, then what I try to help my clients do is I try to empower them to be able to pursue it without exception in a manner that is healthy and that is progressive and that meets them where they are whenever they come into the program. So
that's right. And I think with me, certainly, like I say, for, you know, in my human perspective, you know, and looking back, I think, well, how in the world did I do that? But going through it at the time, I think it was certainly a big help as well to be focused and to do it at a time, not only through the deaths of family members, but also to get through Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and you know, to the time of year certainly was not as friendly as far as the food goes and trying a weight loss program, but it worked. And certainly, to look at me, I'm don't look anything like I did, thankfully, a year ago.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's go to that then. How much weight have you lost then since basically, you know, a year ago when you first started with me?
About 80 pounds.
80 pounds. And I've seen the pictures, you know, with Sam's permission here and there. And we'll selectively share them when it's appropriate, as far as showing, you know, the listeners, you know, what exactly it means when we say that, you know, this 49-year-old man from Georgia has lost the, you know, 80 pounds. It's still, after all of these years and doing what I do, I just don't lose that little kid wow, because it still blows me away when I see the kind of change that, like, Sam has made. So
It blows me away too. And when you had asked me to take a sort of an after picture in July, I suppose it was, and I didn't know that exactly what you were going to do with it, but then to get it back in an email and to see my before picture that was required, and I hated like heck to take those before pictures, and I thought, well, I'll never, ever, ever look at these again, and to see them side by side is unbelievable, really, and certainly something that I didn't think that I would share, you know, with anyone, because I'm a fairly private person, but it's pretty incredible, and I did wind up sending that email on to a couple of friends who were my friends helping friends, and like I say, I didn't think that I would ever, especially for the people that I knew the best and were friends here, to see me in gym shorts and nothing else, weighing what I weighed. It was a sobering experience, but then to look at the after picture, it was certainly, I'm glad that I did it.
Yeah. Those, taking those before pictures is incredibly powerful, and for a number of reasons when they're first being taken, and they can be somewhat of a downer after you first see them. And most people's response is exactly what you said, Sam. It's like, I will never show anyone these pictures as long as I live. And I always say that's true until you have afters. And once you have afters, then you're like, hey, look at this.
Because I really, honestly, until, you know, I took the pictures in September of last year, 2007, and when I took them or had them taken, my wife took them, I thought, I will never, ever look at them again. And I didn't until you put the one, you know, side by side and say, this is, you know, what you started with me looking like,
right,
and this is what you are now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very exciting.
It's just outstanding, and it never, ever, ever gets old for me. It never gets old to see, and I never lose the wow. And when people see your pictures, I think they're going to say the same thing. Well, you've been successful, no doubt. People wonder, online program, virtual coach, or whatever you want to call it, program where, you know, you don't have me in person sitting across the table. First of all, how many times have I met you in person?
Zero.
Okay, so, we're actually telling everyone, we're actually going to meet in person in a month and a half, because of an event coming up. So that's exciting.
That is correct,
and
that's exciting for mm-hmm. me. Like I say, it's not that I certainly wouldn't ever have to meet you, but it's that one of my goals and one of my rewards, I guess, is that I'm going to get to meet you.
Yeah,
so.
I'm excited about it as well. So why do you think, you know, with all of the possible ways you could hire people and meet with people and consult with people and do any program literally that you want to do on earth, why do you think this program resonated with you without us ever meeting?
You know, I part of it, I think, is knowing and having at least someone that had been through the program to tell me, hey, you might want to take a look at this online program and see what you think. It worked for me, having that personal testimony from someone that I knew and trusted, I think was a big, big thing for me. And I suppose at the time that I did it, I was ready for it. And the program, I'm just also one of those that believes that, you know, I was introduced to the program at the right time, and it just, I went with it. So it was not something that I really ever looked back. Things happened for a reason, and like I say, at the time, I was ready for it. The program, certainly after reading the material, I don't just jump into things blind either, but after doing the research on the program and looking at it, it just resonated with me, and I thought, well, this is something that I can do, and the online part really didn't scare me, and especially starting out in the boot camp where we did have classes and could talk, you know, not one-on-one, but in a group situation and have you physically, you know, when we would call in and have the classes, that certainly, I think, helped as well. But for those that even don't opt to go with a boot camp, the online system I use every day. So it just becomes a part of your routine. It doesn't take a tremendous amount of time. It took more time to begin with, certainly, than it does today, but if you work the system and get used to it, it's just like, you know, getting up and reading the newspaper or whatever. It's just part of my daily routine, and to use the online system and the tools that are available through it, it's just part of my day now.
It makes a lot of sense. That's a very well. I haven't heard it said just that way, but that does make a lot of sense. I appreciate you saying it, you know, the way you did. Where do you want to go from here? Now, let's give the number, first of all. You're down 80 pounds. You were 277, so you're looking at 197. Let's
correct.
See. Yeah, 197-ish, 197 pounds, so under 200 pounds on that six-foot frame at 50 years of age. So that's just outstanding. So where to from here? What, you know, I think you've reached your goal in certain ways. You have your sights set on anything for the future down the road? What do you
know?
Do?
I have reached my goal in the weight department. I'm still working out with a trainer, and I really at this point I'm still, you know, reshaping my body. My goal is certainly not to be a bodybuilder or to enter any competitions or anything like that. That's not what I'm wanting to do. However, I do want to gain some muscle mass and have some definition and just sort of reshape my body, and those are sort of my goals at this point, is to do a little more in the transformation and the definition and all of the muscle, and so that's what I'm working on right now. The weight I certainly think is there, and I'm sure there'll be, you know, a little bit of fluctuation in that as I gain muscle mass, but that's sort of where I am now, and you know, and really now, as far as the weight loss, I guess it's the maintenance phase now, although I still think that I'm somewhat in the action phase. I'm not actively, you know, trying to lose any more, but I am trying to, you know, reshape a few things and just continuing on.
Yeah, well, as we say, you know, maintenance is not the absence of action, that's for sure.
Right.
Maintenance is always going to take a little bit of effort, not as much as an action phase. It's different in certain ways. But, yeah, you always have to, as you know, Sam, this will be familiar, you got to keep your paddle in the water, and you got to paddle. You got to keep paddling. You don't have to paddle as hard as you do to hold your position as you do when you're in action and you're trying to move upstream, but you do have to keep paddling, and that's what you're doing. You're doing incredibly well. Well, I just want to thank you so much for, you know, the opportunity to work with you closely, especially in the elite level like we have for the last year, for the opportunity that we've had to work together in boot camp and everything in between. I just want to say congratulations on a job well done, continuing to do well, and just being a true joy to work with from top to bottom, inside and out, in every which way. You're really, really special client and a special person, and I've gotten to know you fairly well, and it's been a real joy, and I just want to congratulate you on all you've done and all I know you're going to continue to do, and I'm going to let you have the last word for anything you want to say to anyone listening who's wondering if they should get going.
Well, first of all, the joy has really all been mine. It's been, I can't say enough about working with you and the other coaches through boot camp, but especially with you on the elite program and the one-on-one. It has certainly been something that I am very thankful for over the past year, and the joy has all been mine. I would say to those that are on the fence, get off the fence and just do it. It has certainly been a wonderful part of the last year of my life, and I would say, you know, if you're thinking about it and wondering if the program is going to work or are concerned about any part of it, don't be. The program works, and you can certainly read the testimonials and hear the success stories and get the book and get the CD companions that go with the book and dive in head first and work the program because the program works. And you will certainly be successful if you stick with the program and pursue that worthy endeavor and persist without exception.
Yeah, very well said. Well, Sam, thank you so much for your time this morning to do this interview with me. And I know that your words are this interview are going to help a lot of people in breaking out of whatever rut they may be in, or maybe the tipping point to get someone to literally move off the fence and to take control of their life. And just as you had said earlier, even if they are successful, and if someone listening is successful in some particular area, or they've been successful in every area of their life except this, I really think this is going to help people get moving. And who knows? I always feel very good about these interviews. Besides that, they are just feel-good interviews because they are about success. I know, too, that they a lot of times are a spark to get someone going who otherwise might not have gotten started, you know, today. And there is no such thing as the perfect time other than today, because we want to make sure we don't wait for life to level out and we do get going. And I just hope that this motivates someone to get moving and get started and take control of their life, because it's really, really powerful on all sides. And I enjoy working with all the clients I do, and just want to thank you again for your time. And we'll be following up, and I look forward to seeing you in 6 weeks.
That I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Club Lifestyle or to take a free 30-day test drive as a member, just visit www.leannesslifestyle.com. That's www.leannesslifestyle.com. Make sure you check out the many other success stories we have available through our podcasting and success gallery area of our website.